Hi guys, good morning. This is Sonia and you're listening to your favorite CNBC TV 18 market podcast. Now, things have not been going great for the bulls on Dalal Street. In fact, the Nifty closed in the red for the third straight day yesterday. And now the Nifty is below that crucial 200-day moving average level of 10,850. We are seeing a big degree of underperformance compared to our global peers as well. So if you look at what's happened in 2019 so far, the MSCI India Index is down 1.6%, while the MSCI Emerging and Asia ex-Japan Index is up 8%. So clearly there's some trepidation as the Indian markets go into the general elections. Now, even if you look at what happened yesterday, it was the second day of selling both by foreign and domestic investors. So FII sold 467 crores and the domestic investors sold 157 crores in cash yesterday. There was big delivery selling in stocks like ICICI Bank, Infosys, etc. Despite the macro data improving and despite earnings being better than expected, this market is just refusing to move ahead. So yesterday as well, we got good macro data. The December IIP numbers came in at 2.4% versus a poll of 2.3%, and retail inflation actually cooled down further. So January CPI came in at just 2% versus a poll of 2.33%. So, you know, what I'm trying to get at is that this market is fearful of perhaps a major change in government over the next few months, and that maybe could derail the growth of the market. That could be the reason why there's this big underperformance. Now, getting back to stocks, today could be a very good day for stocks because a lot of companies came out with very strong numbers post-market hours. What topped the charts was Bata. Margins went up 450 basis points year on year at 21%. Coal India was a big beat as well. The sales went up 15%. The margins rose to 27% versus 20% year on year. And Sun Pharma as well, earnings were above street estimates. So revenues went up 16% and margins went up to 28% versus 22% year on year. Some interesting numbers, the likes of Newland Labs reported very strong earnings. Revenues went up 41%, EBITDA went up 73%. And it's a fairly big day of earnings today as well. You have names like Bharat Forge, Bosch, Fortis Healthcare, NBCC, Repco Home Finance had come out with their numbers. So a long day ahead. But it seems like the bears have the upper hand, at least for now. Do watch out for that 10,850 level. We breached it on the downside yesterday. So let's see if there's any attempt made to defend that level today. Well, thanks so much for tuning in. But do watch CNBC TV 18 for all the market action.